Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of January, recording at 7:09 Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights of the day. Asian stock markets were mostly stronger following the rebound that we saw on Wall Street last night on that amazing 630-something point range day. And the only exception I think that I saw and might check through was the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which had been up nearly 11% the day before yesterday and closed down 2.25% today. European stock markets put in really chunky gains here. Top one that I see is the Spanish IBEX, which is up almost 7%, but CAC was up 6%, DAX nearly 6%, Euro stocks nearly 6.5%, FTSE 4.75%. So big upward dynamics in here today. And bonds hammered. The US 30-year Treasury bonds currently down 2.75 points, and the Bunds are down 1.16. That's a big hit. They're all down very sharply in here. And the U.S. dollar index is getting walloped. That's at 75.73, down 664 points. Gold soared, currently 910 for bullion. That's up 20. And silver, strong, up 44 ticks at 1641 for the March contract. Platinum really surged, 1609. And what else to mention? Wall Street, as I speak, Dow's up 88, I should say. The NASDAQ up 33, S&P 11.5. But you know how volatile these conditions are, so they can really wing around here. And if anything untoward happens, Owen will probably add an after-hours email, but not if things remain moderately close to where they are now. And the industrial metals strong in here today. Good gains also. Crude oil up 2.5, takes crude back up. NYMEX up to 89.45. And the greens and beans pretty well all rallied in here as well. So pretty much everything is up except for, I should have said that in the beginning, shouldn't I, except for the dollar and government bonds, particularly the long-dated government bonds. Okay, so what's going on here? What are we going to see? Well, we have certainly seen a selling climax, as I've been saying this week, and we have had some good upward dynamics. And we have seen some follow through where some of those dynamics, where those dynamics and keys have occurred. And that's impressive short term action. I think it's mostly short covering. Now, I've written a long piece in, well, a reasonably long piece about stock markets here in the opening commentary. It's the main thing that I have produced on this busy day, and I'm going to continue this sort of Q&A format carrying right through other markets here tomorrow. But there have been some emails saying, and not for the first time, saying, look, this looks like a classic bear market, and from some very experienced and knowledgeable investors who are excellent readers of charts, and I very much respect those views. And I would say that the technical evidence shifted, to state the obvious, that the technical evidence shifted heavily in your favor here this month, with so many stock markets taking out those August lows. But let's deal with what we have here right now, which is to say this capitulation selling, and that has set us up for a technical rally. Now, some of these markets are phenomenally oversold, and some of these sectors that have been coming down for months and months have clearly been in bear markets. Certainly we've discussed this for a number of months, but things like the property shares, look at the UK property shares. They've broken their downtrend now and have a little bit of a base formation in there. And I went through the Dow last night, and some of these, well, all the components, pretty much, except for Walmart, were very stretched on the downside. Not all of them are equally in trouble. Arguably, General Motors and Ford are, but even they have can get oversold, and I don't expect them to be going under. And they're making money overseas, if not in the United States. So I really feel that the conditions strongly favor a technical rebound, and so I've been nibbling and a little bit more. I bought a little more. I did not mention this in my entries here today. I did my portfolio, so let me mention this now. In my portfolio, personal portfolio, I shorted Bunds, not heavily, but I said the time to short them was when stock markets firmed up. And I also increased my long in the Hang Seng Index using this dip. I increased that long today by what percentage did I do that? By 20%. And my earlier positions are protected within in the money stop. Now, so back to these markets and the overall lookout. I think we can all agree on the climactic activity, and that should get a technical rally. If that's wrong, or if the technical rally is just a 1 or 2 day wonder, then the evidence of that would be closes beneath the intraday lows that we saw yesterday and the day before. And those will probably be this week's lows, unless everything collapses tomorrow, which I do not expect. So I'll just repeat that really, to offset current scope, or to offset current scope for a technical rally, we would need to see closes by the stock market indices below the intraday reaction lows that we saw yesterday and the day before. Now, failing that, given the amount of fear that was expressed, given some of the big downside moves, irregardless of the overhanging top areas that you see on so many, and particularly Western charts, that does suggest that we get a technical rally, which could be quite good from such a deeply oversold condition, which, for instance, got the VIX index up to 37. I've mentioned that before, and I've illustrated that, and I've illustrated it again in here today. Now, yes, it's been higher back in that sort of 1998 period through 2002. But it peaked earlier this week, I think on Tuesday, exactly where we had seen the peak for in August, prior to what was a very significant rally from those mid-August lows, which carried well into October. Now, what argues against a rally of that magnitude this time is the overhanging top formations, because there's no doubt about it, a fair amount of technical damage has been done. Some of the fuller money themes that don't have the big overhanging top areas, but just saw a lot of capitulation selling, could and ought to rebound quite sharply. We will see. But after the short covering, well, again, I said most of the demand that we've seen is short covering, and those bears will come back unless this is a very impressive rally. And I would expect some volatility. Usually, get some quite choppy action. So the key things to look for, again, are when, if we first, do we get the rally? In other words, we do not get closes beneath the lows that we saw yesterday and the day before. So do we get the rally? And then if we get a decent technical rally, when that then experiences a pullback, we would want to see, and you've heard this model mentioned before, veteran subscribers, and it would be important that we saw the indices establish reaction lows above what we've seen this week, and then go on to push above whatever highs that we see during this rally, because that would be a higher high and a higher low, and that would establish a short-term upward trend. And I think that would definitely deter more bears who've been uber aggressive, and it would encourage more bulls. I think to get that, we need certainly some more rate cuts, and it will again emphasize it has to be a strong rally to negate a lot of this bearish top formation development that we have actually seen. Now, what we know is that bear markets get oversold rallies periodically, just as uptrends get sell-offs and get reactions and corrections periodically. So the extent of this rally is really quite important, and we will be able to monitor it as we go on. Now, bonds, these have reached yields that I think are ridiculous, these government bond yields. And when you get U.S. Treasury yields down below the rate of inflation, I think we saw 3.3% yesterday, and we know that U.S. inflation is above that 3.3% level. Well, there's no value in that. So that's a flight to dubious quality too far, in my opinion. U.S. dollar, I've said over and over again, I can't see why this dollar should get a significant rally in here. It will get short covering rallies when people are deleveraging, and when they are when we see markets rally and people are willing to take on a bit more risk other than short covering, other than adding shorts, we do see that dollar weaken, as is the case in here today. But everybody knows that whether it happens on the 30th of this month or at the next meeting beyond that, that it's a virtual certainty that the Fed will lower interest rates again. So that's a big headwind. Everybody knows that the U.S. needs a weaker dollar. Everybody knows that the U.S. will be taking some inflation risks in the short term to medium term. I don't think they're serious inflation risks, because you've got these powerful deflationary forces of the house price weakness and that overextended consumer and the weak consumer figures that are coming through. And it's not also in this Fed action, I don't think it's going to fuel any bubble in a hurry. It's certainly not going to be in property. It's certainly not going to be in consumer spending. Does it cushion downward risk in stock markets? Inevitably, even if a worst case scenario, that means a somewhat shallower bear market for the U.S., or best case scenario, it means we've bottomed and we push well back up into the top areas. That's a big ask today, but I take nothing for granted. Let's see the quality and extent of this rally, such as it is. And precious metals, I feel a muggins having. That was my capitulation on when did I do that? I think I did it on Monday when. Yes, when Wall Street was closed. I'd had some stops triggered, and then I chopped the futures positions. Of course, I have my gold fund and gold share positions, thank heavens. But these look good, and the technical action here is mighty impressive, although we have also seen plenty of volatility in the precious metals as well. But I'm impressed with the way gold bounced just where it should have off that 850 level, that and that big upward dynamic that we saw. That's great technical action. Will they maintain that kind of form if confidence improves in stock markets? Again, that's something that remains to be seen, but certainly there's nothing to suggest that the bull market in precious metals is over. Industrial metals are a more difficult call at this stage. Nothing new in saying that, but we know that there are a lot of concerns over GDP growth. We know that they had seen hugely overextended Type 1 uptrends and were due for very significant medium-term corrections, which is what I believe is what we have seen. They do show some evidence of base building at these levels, as Owen is mentioning in here today in his section. Grains and beans, they had those Type 1 ending run-ups as accelerated trends and are due for medium-term corrections. But here also, I would not want to assume that the bull market is over. So, interesting day. The Dow, as I conclude, is up 108 points, 110. That's the high of the day to date. You have a very good evening. I'm off to celebrate a daughter's pre-birthday dinner. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.